Mixed Bag this Sunday morning, the 25th of November at 21 minutes before 11 o'clock with my special surprise guest this morning, Jorma Kaukonen at WNEW-FM.
Good morning, and according to the way I think I might be feeling, I'd like to do a Gary Davis song here, Pete. It's a thing called Death Don't Have No Mercy.
Thank you.
I cannot tell you how very special it is to see you in action this close.
Gosh, I can't tell you how special it is. I'm actually awake this morning, believe me.
And I genuinely appreciate you being with us live this Sunday morning after a night last night at the Stanhope House.
That's right, yeah.
And a full day's activities today. Let's get to that right away, Yorma. We want to let the people know that you will be appearing this evening at the Lone Star Cafe.
True.
Along with Buddy Cage.
Correct.
Formerly of the New Riders. And Bad Dog, is that the ensemble?
Right.
And earlier than that, at the Rock Ages Flea Market that has been going on all weekend long, quite successfully, at the Roosevelt Hotel over on 45th Street and Madison Avenue. You'll be there to sign some autographs, answer some questions, things like that?
Correct, absolutely.
And I hear, now you can confirm or deny this, but I hear that there is in the works something of an unscheduled jam.
I've heard this. There's going to be a lot of musical foolishness around. Four, I believe.
Around 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Like that, yeah.
Do you know some of the people who are scheduled to come by?
This is Richie Havens is there.
That's right, Richie.
See, I'm there. Buddy's there. Boy, my memory is failing me. There's a whole bunch of people. A
couple of fellas. We played the Last Waltz album today.
Oh, Rick Danko's going to be there, too, I believe.
Danko and Manuel. They've probably forgotten that today is the anniversary of the Last Waltz. You might want to remind them of that 8 years after the fact. So things should be cracking over at the Rock Ages Festival at the Roosevelt Hotel, along about 4 this afternoon. You might want to check that out. You also might want to check out the WNEW-FM booth, where we've got our calendars for 1985 on sale.
My birthday on there right, too. Thanks.
Hey, we got it right, finally?
Yeah.
With proceeds going to the T.J. Martell Foundation for Leukemia Research. Yorma, I want to mention, too, that the song you just performed is out on kind of a, would you call it an old new album or a new old album? Which do you prefer?
Well, I guess you'd call it a new old album.
Okay, this was back in July of 1975.
Right.
You and Jack playing as Hot Tuna on
Correct.
The radio in New York City.
Correct.
A performance that was recorded right during the middle, apparently, of the actual splashdown of the USA-Soviet joint space mission. So
well, you can actually hear them talking or something like that during Police Dog Blues, I believe. You can hear all this crackling and hissing and stuff. It's pretty historical.
Some hysterical. Yeah. That track cracks me up because some radio engineer obviously got it in mind to put these two events together.
Oh, yeah, he aced out on that one.
And about 10 years after the fact, it has just been released on a fine, fine record. I've been playing this at home an awful lot lately. Music holds up so beautifully. Which reminds me of the first question that I wanted to ask you, which is you have such an obvious devotion and affection for acoustic music. Where did that come from?
Well, I actually started out playing the acoustic guitar in D.C. a long time ago, and it's just what I've always really been doing ever since I played the guitar.
When did you first pick up the instrument, Yorma?
55.
And why? What spurred it?
I just lucked out. I played piano before like every other kid in the neighborhood, and I never really got into it. And when I first picked up the guitar, I just really had an affinity for it, and that was it pretty much.
How did you get from the D.C. area to the infamous Bay Area? You know what I'm leading up to
here. Bay Area, right. Oh, that area, right. I wound up in a school out there called the University of Santa Clara, and at which Paul Kantner had just dropped out the year before. And a bunch of guys like Garcia and Janice and whatnot were all you know, Bay Area characters. We all kind of worked the same places.
Did you embrace electric guitar playing unconditionally and with no problems?
No, actually, I had a lot of reservations going into it. I was pretty much only interested in playing acoustic blues at the time, but somehow Paul talked me into it, and I guess it's worked out for the best one way or the other.
Yeah, history would certainly support that conclusion. Yorma, with the wisdom of hindsight, what was it about that band, if you can call it such a thing, what was it about that band in that time that captured the public's imagination so?
I suspect that the time had a lot to do with it. And we got real lucky. To perfectly be honest with you, I don't know. Not that I'm complaining, I understand, but it just we got lucky and it seemed to work out.
What music from that era holds up best for you at this point?
That's a good question. Gosh, my mind actually went blank when you said that. I don't know.
Either to listen to or to play, because I'm sure you're still playing some of it.
Oh, I'm playing stuff that I've been playing for over 20 years, actually. I'm really heavily into traditional music. To me, seems to hold up better than almost anything, but all of a sudden, something somebody's written becomes almost traditional, and, sure. And no, I can't think of one right now either. But
Can I spring something on you?
Sure,
if this doesn't work out, don't worry about
okay.
it, but for all time, one of my favorite pieces of music in life has been Embryonic Journey. Is that something you can for us?
We could probably whip this up if I have a moment to see about the string here.
I'll tell you the story of how that song became intimately connected with going into newscasts at this radio station for years and years and years. Did you find that at other places around the country as well? Made a nice little bridge between your last song and the beginning of a newscast. You should have gotten royalties for that, come to think of it.
You're right. Thanks for reminding me about it. This is actually the first song that I ever wrote.
Thank you for letting me spring that on you by surprise. I genuinely appreciate it.
Well, thanks. I'm glad I could actually get some more listening to it.
There's a version of it, by the way, on that Splashdown album as well, on the Relics Records label, and you might want to check it out. I'll be back with my special guest, Jorma Kalkanen, right after these messages. Good morning, Jorma Kalkanen. Jorma, are you surprised that Hot Tuna is still held in such reverence and affection by the fans out there?
Frankly, yes. God bless them.
What is the current status of Hot Tuna?
Well, it's I guess it's a cherished memory.
Yeah.
More than anything else, yeah.
Do you rule out the possibility of actual performances down the road?
Well, I've learned never to rule anything out, although I suspect the chances are small.
Very wise decision on your part. Also in the press, there have been some speculations about Paul, Marty, and yourself doing some things together. Does that ring true in your own mind?
Actually, I talked to Paul before I came out to the coast about 2 months ago, and we discussed maybe doing some studio stuff, but all this is really ethereal. One never knows.
Yeah. Are you writing all the time, or...?
No, I've been on the road all the time. I wish I was writing all the time, although I must say I just finished recording an acoustic album that's got all new stuff on it, which the gentleman from Relics will probably be releasing in about 3 months.
All right. Well, we can look forward to that and maybe look forward to a return visit by
sure.
you at that time.
Absolutely.
Okay, let us recap for the folks that you will be at the Lone Star Cafe tonight along with Buddy Cage, formerly of the New Riders, and Bad Dog. And also this afternoon, there's something going on over at the Rock Ages Rock and Roll Flea Market at the Roosevelt Hotel. About 4 o'clock, looks to be an unscheduled musical jam with a whole bunch of luminaries, including my special guest this morning, Yorma. You got one more you can do for us?
Sure, I thought you were going to say lunatics there for a minute, by the way. Get a Robert Johnson song.